This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is your darkness? Darkness is often symbolic of fear, nothingness, or forgetting. It can represent the imaginary. It can represent the unreal, the unknown, the elsewhere, the inside, the other side, and the underside. Darkness is akin to secrecy and other gamut of being kept uninformed, of being kept ignorant or deceived. There is darkness in our bodies, the pancreas, the intestines, the kidneys, and the whole of our guts are all enveloped in darkness. Even our hearts, with their rhythmic poundings, guarded by our rib cages, have never been exposed to sunlight before. Our brains are encased in darkness. The cerebration activities that harbor our darkest thoughts and our brightest ideas transpire in the dark sparks of the synapses within the elaborate mazes of our gray matter. In other words, our minds work in the dark. It is a workshop for radical thoughts that produce all sorts of crazy consciousness. It is the factory for rogue speculations that lead to criminal endeavors. It's also the dark room where the negative inputs can be processed to positive outputs. The fetus develops and gestates in the warm darkness of the womb. Darkness within darkness. Darkness upon darkness. Darkness after darkness. Darkness is like our death, the dark part of the other world of physical inexistence. It is also like the grave, the unlit abode of our remains, where our bodies get digested by the earth that swallows us when we die. The dark grave admits all, the righteous and the lawless, the sober and the sly. Here, the rich and the poor, the prince and the pauper, get devoured by hordes of hungry worms. Here in the grave, perhaps, the brains of the wise and the fool will taste the same as the maggots gobble along in lethal bites. The dark grave is where we'll perish again and again without dying again and again. Darkness is also symbolized by the shadows, and our shadows refer to the dark sides of our lives and the dark sides of our attitudes and dreams and ego. Side you don't want anyone to see. Darkness is such a mystery. We can't touch it, but we can see it. Yet, we can't see it and still see any other thing clearly at the same time. The darker the darkness, the more useless our eyes are rendered. Darkness can make us grope vainly in our uncertainties as we stumble, as we trundle and fumble in the dark. It can impede our course. It can obstruct our way. Darkness cannot be dispelled by darkness. Strength cannot dispel darkness. Fighting it cannot expel darkness. You can do all you can to beat the darkness out of your way, but you can't succeed. You will be exhausted. You will become hopeless. Is it not so strange how something that doesn't exist can overwhelm us? But what can you do to drive darkness out from your room? You don't have to struggle against it. You don't have to riot against it. Just light a small candle and the darkness disappears. Where has the darkness gone? The darkness did not go out of the room because it didn't enter in the first place. The darkness does not exist. It is just an absence of light. The similar way that cold is just an absence of heat. And similarly, ignorance is only an absence of knowledge. Darkness is something like ignorance, and ignorance is a form of darkness. When we're in the dark about something, doesn't mean that we're ignorant of it. Ignorance can heighten our fears, it can accentuate our suspicions, and can make us susceptible to mental lethargy. Ignorance leads to poverty, it leads to inequality, and a whole lot of the painful situations of our personal lives. On the other hand, knowledge eliminates our ignorance. It removes our fears and restores our confidence as we career our paths in life's journey. Knowledge enlightens us and inculcates in us the awareness about the uniqueness of our individual purposes and the strength of our collective efforts, irrespective of what sort of life we are living or the nature of our callings. So rather than fight the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of arrogance or suspicion and immorality, just bring in the light of knowledge, the light of humility, of trust and chastity. It's often said that light is only made bright by darkness. That is, in order to appreciate light, you must have experienced darkness. No one appreciates the brightness of the torchlight in the afternoon sun. An umbrella may be a burden after the rain. Pleasure is not appreciated by someone who has never been in pain before. You will appreciate the light of knowledge more if you are aware of the darkness of ignorance in your life and all around you. And the more light you have, the more enlightened you become. Stick to the light. Thank you.